Actor Saber is getting an office note on patient Nicolasa Vasquez, VAZQUEZ, Nicolasa in ICOLASA, date of birth 9/10/56, date of service 7/13/2023, per paragraph. The patient is 66 year old Hispanic female, presenting to my office for recurrent urinary tract infection for the last 1 year. Her past medical history also include hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next osteoporosis, next borderline diabetes mellitus type 2, controlled with diet, per paragraph. Past surgical history includes left foot surgery and hysterectomy. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient lives alone, no kids, no smoking. She has 3 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She is a retired warehouse worker, per paragraph. Family history, father died from lung cancer, mother died from old age, per paragraph. Review systems, reviews, occasional headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal pain. She does have constipation on and off. When she has urine infection, she starts with dysuria and quickly progresses to fever, chills, and symptoms of pyelonephritis, requiring hospitalizations. When she has no infection, she does have nocturia twice at night. And straining upon urination noticed by her daughter, incomplete bladder emptying documented by urodynamic studies by urology but not felt by patient. No leg swelling or other systems reviewed are negative. Paragraph. Current medications include alendronate, atorvastatin, lisinopril. Cranberry supplements. Pure paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils now reactive to light and accommodation, pale conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid debris bilaterally, no jugular vein ascension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted pure paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no muscleness 2, no members, no friction of her lungs, are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resort, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema at the lower extremity, skin, no scar, national, and neuro exam is non focal. Paragraph. Investigations, urine ultrasound was done recently. The right kidney is 11.1 centimeter, left kidney is 11.9 centimeter. She had a CT scan done in May. It shows focal area of heterogeneous enhancement in the lateral midpole cortex of the right kidney, multiple areas of scarring in the right kidney, 3 millimeter cortical calcification in the right kidney, and mild right pelvic ectasis without hydronephrosis. Period. Her other workup, last urine culture, she grew E. coli, resistant to quinolones, sensitive to all other tested antibiotics. Last kidney function test shows GFR 100, BUN 11, creatinine 0.58, potassium was 5, total CO2 22, period. Her CBC shows hemoglobin 11.9, white count 3.9, platelet 430, period. Patient saw urology, Dr. Ricardo Gonzalez, who did a urodynamic studies and showed the following. Filling phase, normal first sensation 140 cc's. First desire 257 cc's, strong desire 490 cc's, normal capacity 499 cc's, normal compliance found, no leak with cough and Valsalva, no detrusor overactivity. Post void residual was 40. No evidence of bilateral VUR. Bladder neck funnels with voiding. period paragraph. Assessment and plan. Recurrent urinary tract infection with recurrent pyelonephritis. Patient was educated about the importance of early signs of urinary tract infection to get prompt treatment without progressing to pyelonephritis. She was advised to avoid constipation, continue Estrace vaginal cream as prescribed, and we are going to add mannose, cranberry extract, and probiotics to her regimen. She may require chronic prophylactic antibiotics. I'm going to evaluate her in a 3-month period of time and see if she has any recurrence. In between, she will call me if there's any recurrent urinary tract infection. Next diagnosis is lisinopril. I'm sorry, hypertension controlled with lisinopril. Next, hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. Next, osteoporosis on alendronate. Period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Dolakia, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Sonal Dolakia. DHOLAKIA Sonal, SONAL. End of report. Thanks.